Now, on Bulldog Live, it's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
And this is brought to you by Riley Sports Shop in Hooksett. You can reach them at rileysguns.com and by phone at 485-5000. Attorney Penny Dean is next.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
1-866-823-1077 is our phone number right here on Bulldog Live with Attorney Penny Dean and Second Amendment Tuesdays, again brought to you by Riley Sports Shop. How are you, Penny? Good morning to you.
Yes, isn't it a nice day?
Well, I wish the sun was out, make me feel a little bit better, but I'm enjoying the warmth nonetheless.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you can't ask for anything more than warmth and sunshine, and you know.
Snow is gone from my yard, so.
Yeah.
People in Manchester keep saying, "What snow do you keep talking about?"
Oh, yeah.
They never got any.
Oh my God! Well, tell them I got their fair share.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know if anybody's been reading the Concord Monitor today or the Union Leader the past few days. There's been a lot of talk about HB 334, and a lot of people don't know bill numbers, but they know what they're talking about. Do you know they're going to allow them to carry guns on college campuses?
Oh, God forbid.
Well, I think you can carry them right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
I personally think you can carry them right now. I think that the current statute is very clear that colleges and universities are subdivisions of the state, and they can't be regulating firearms. That the current law is very clear. But let me tell you what the colleges and universities have done to get, in my opinion, to get around the law. They've just made it a rule that if you're a university student, it's not a problem. They'll just expel you.
Right.
And so a lot of students, understandably, don't want to be expelled. And so they basically have to risk rape, and there's been a bunch of rapes, and assault, and a bunch of other crimes in order to basically pacify the powers that be that think that rape and assault must be just fine. And you've seen several articles, and in the most recent one had one of the local chiefs of police saying, what are they going to do, put the guns under their pillow? And my answer is, a lot of adults put guns under their pillow. It's not a bad thing. You know, we put holsters on our headboard. Not a big deal. And, you know, they're saying that all these young hormones running around. Well, if that's correct, I think all those people should be taking away their cars and motorcycles. Those are like 4,000-pound and 2,000-pound weapons. And if those kids are so irresponsible that they're going to just go shoot it up in the street, what are we letting them have cars for?
Anybody ever walk around UNH campus and see how reckless some of those kids drive?
Yeah, and so...
Yeah, okay, though.
That's just fine. But my point is, but those things are just creatures of transportation. They're not self-defense tools. And you'll let them have transportation, which is quite frankly just a convenience tool, okay? But you're not going to let them have a life-saving tool. How many parents, raise your hand if you're out there, want to send their daughters off to campus and just let her take her chance on rape or beating? Not a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, rape is a crime that stays with you your entire life. You know, rape, assault, there's just a variety of crime. They just don't go away. And so what you're doing here is the analogy that they've said was these kids are in dorms. They've got roommates. How many adults at 30, 40, and 50, because of today's economy or because of personal choices, have roommates? Bazillions of them.
Right.
Bazillions of them. So they still have locks on their doors, don't they, in the dorms? Of course they do. They have locks with keys, right?
Yeah.
So why can't they lock their door when they leave? And their firearms would be safe in there, or better yet, they would carry them on their body or on their person.
Right.
And
or Riley Sports Shop has a whole line of safes and lockers as well, too.
Absolutely
for firearms.
Right. That's exactly right. They have little Gun Vault makes a great gun safe for $100 or $200 that requires your fingers, four fingers to be put on it, and a self-settable combination.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even need a key, but there is a barrel key in case the batteries go as backup. But the bottom line is, why can't you have that in your room?
Right.
I mean, students put their valuables in little safes in their room, their jewelry, their money, their other things that, you know, they may worry about when they're gone. So why couldn't they have that if that's the issue?
There you go.
You know, why couldn't... Yeah, there's just a variety of things. But I think what's most offensive to me is the university regents acting like this is a brand new thing, that this is something new. What they've been doing for years, there's been people like me, and here's the way I feel about it. I don't believe they currently have the right to set law on their college campuses. They have a right to set policy, which is something different. They can make students and teachers who are there, you know, abide by their rules at risk of expulsion. But people like me, I look at it as a suggestion, and I'm not willing to follow their suggestion.
Okay.
You know, I'm just, I tell
people, I'll tell you what I also find offensive, and that is we have 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds on college campus that are legal adults. And yet, for some reason now, and I've seen this over the last decade or two, colleges tend to treat these adults as if they were nothing more than a bunch of 13-year-olds. And when you treat children like 13-year-olds, they're going to act like it.
You're exactly right. And not only that, these quote-unquote children who are adults who are signing bona fide contracts, as in student loans,
yep,
to the tune of, in my opinion, they're consumers and they need to educate their or exercise their clout, they're signing up to pay those universities thousands of dollars per year. That's
yes.
Real money.
Uh-huh.
And they're signing a contract that they're going to be bound by it, and that you, yet, like you say, they're being treated like children. And quite frankly, I would find that offensive if I were them.
And what we're talking about primarily would be the state-owned universities like UNH, Plymouth State, and the like.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're not talking about the private colleges, which I think an argument would be made that they would be free to set that kind of policy.
They absolutely are, as long as my tax dollars aren't going there.
Bingo.
They can
okay.
Do whatever they want.
There you go.
They can do whatever they want, but as long as, you know, these universities are basically, in my opinion, subsidized, if not funded, by the state, with obviously tuition offsetting their expenses. And they have had this attitude for years that we're separate, that we can ignore RSA 159, which basically says the state has exclusive authority over the regulation of firearms and all the firearm components. And so because they've taken this tact, Representative Hole introduced HB 334 that basically said no public or private entity shall prohibit the possession of firearms in any property owned in whole or in part by the state or an agency, political subdivision, committee, or other governmental unit thereof unless expressly authorized in statute. And by statute, of course, what people have to understand, that means state law, not local law, not code, not municipality, not any local law that basically can get around the state law. And the bottom line is, in this particular case, I see this as making it absolutely clear that these people need to quit doing it. But more importantly, we need to make it clear that the students are valuable to us. Like you said, they're treating them like 13-year-old kids. And you see people, and it really, I guess, disappoints me about the residents and the character of our state. I see people writing letters to the editor, for example, in the Concord Monitor. These people don't have the foggiest notion of what's going on in the state firearms-wise. And they're now saying lawmakers demand colleges allow guns. They've always been able to have guns. In other words, we've always been able to have guns there. They're just making it clearer that they can do that. Because here's what I'd like to say to everyone. Show me the law that allows colleges, and I'm talking state-owned colleges right now, to bar firearms on campus. Show me the law that would allow them to criminally prosecute me if I carry a firearm on those campuses.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Penny, I do have a caller on the line at 1-866-823-1077 right here on Second Amendment Tuesdays, brought to you by Riley Sports Shop in Hooksett. So let's get to the calls. Dwayne from Northfield, you're on Bulldog Live along with attorney Penny Dean.
Bulldog!
Hi, Dwayne.
Listen, I mean, I'm as open-minded as the next guy. Has anybody ever spend any time on a college campus? I worked on a college campus for 6 months And we're not, it's not that they're treating the kids like 13-year-olds. They act like 15-year-olds. I've seen it. I've seen it time in and time again. And I realize everybody has the right to bear arms, but my God.
Well, these people that are acting like that probably wouldn't even have the forethought of even carrying a gun on campus. But what about somebody who is acting like their age or even a little bit above it, who wants the to exercise their legal right in defense of themselves? Why should they be denied that?
Which is great, but take that percentage. People that don't act like it would by far outweigh the people that act like they're 15-year-olds on that campus. I've been to Plymouth State. I've been there. I work there. I mean, it's just a party fest.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that, too.
I just think it's a firecracker. You're throwing a firecracker into a gas can of gas.
I absolutely don't agree with you at all. That when kids act that way, they arrest them for internal possession of alcohol. They arrest them for a variety of charges and charge them appropriately. So if anybody misbehaves with a firearm, you can charge them appropriately. In other words,
when it's too late,
you're just
I've seen these kids take furniture out of their dorms and burn it in the middle of the main street.
Take what? Oh, furniture.
We've also had stabbings on the UNH campus as well, right outside of Stowe Call, and that's happened more than once.
Here's the bottom line, is you talk about when it's too late. Do you honestly think people who are going to be that irresponsible are going to care if there's a law or no law regarding firearms? I mean, be real.
No, absolutely, and I believe that they're not going to care. I mean,
okay,
Why would it make a difference? I believe that we all have a right to bear arms, and I do. And I agree with 99% of everything that goes on with Bulldog's radio show. But it's just, if you're going to make it an issue to push to let people carry firearms on a college campus, I mean...
Let's make that clarification right now, Dwayne, if we would. As Penny stated, people already have that right. What we're doing in this legislation, what Representative J.R. Hull is doing, is affirming that right. So the people already have the right. They're just affirming it that they have it.
And how do you explain that college campuses across the country have people carrying firearms and you don't have this horrible thing that you're talking about of burning furniture in the street and all that? They do it all across the country. You don't hear about any problems, do you?
I hear about them because, I mean, you get to live it to know it.
I went to college.
I lived it for 6 months.
I understand, but I went to college like Bulldog went to college. I didn't have this great, horrible trauma that you talk about. Were kids loud and rowdy sometimes? Of course they are. They're loud and rowdy in high schools. They're loud and rowdy at parties. Kids are going to be kids, but the bottom line is these people are adults who are over 18.
50-year-olds that don't act too right either sometimes.
Absolutely.
Like I said, and I do agree with a lot you're saying. I'm just thinking a firearm on these clothes. Where's
they
it going to
They have
end?
Them right now, though. Here's what you're missing. They have them
I do. No, I realize that they do have them, but now we're broadening the horizon to let it. Everybody say, hey, go ahead, get a license, carry a gun on campus. Even if you don't need it, you've got a right to carry it.
I don't know anybody that doesn't need one. It's like health insurance or the what-ifs. I don't know anyone. If there's someone that doesn't need a firearm, other than President Obama with his whole huge Secret Service detail around him, maybe, I don't know that person.
Right. I mean, and I agree. Like I said, I do agree to a point.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if we feel they're getting treated like a 13-year-old, it's because they act like it.
Oh, there we go. Well, Dwayne, thank you very much for your thoughts. I appreciate it. I have to move on. Try and let one more on before we have to let Penny go.
All right, awesome show. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Take care. All right, 1-866-823-1077. Penny, let's go to one more caller, shall we?
Yes.
All right, Karen from Webster, you're on Bulldog Live, along with attorney Penny Dean.
Well, hello there. I think that this all comes down to educating. And, there's irresponsible teenagers, there's irresponsible adults. I have a 9-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son. They grew up around guns. I fully expect them to be able to carry when they go to college. They know how to do it. if they're going to go out to a party drinking, they're not going to carry their firearm. Just like if I happen to want to go out and have a few cocktails, I'm not going to carry a firearm. It's responsibility. And you're going to see irresponsible people everywhere. You can't just put that on the college students. And we've got to educate. And that's what this is all about.
Well, Penny?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is about education, and I think it's about personal choices and values. Each person makes a choice at what point they should or shouldn't carry a firearm, and each person makes a choice at when they want to take the risk. I personally don't know which day some weirdo is going to try and rape, rob, or beat me, so I think every day is a risk. You know, it's
right.
Like, you know, but everybody has different choices, and I think you're exactly right. But it's really, to me, insulting to those college students to say that if you make it explicit, we can carry firearms, they're all going to be out there doing bad things. I mean, think about those students, most of which have never been arrested, charged, or anything in their life. To say all of a sudden, because you make it legal, now we're going to, or quote-unquote clearly legal, that they're going to do bad things, I think that's offensive to them.
Yeah. Well, Karen, thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Penny, I got to go. But again, thank you to Riley Sports Shop and Hooksit for sponsoring this segment. And you can reach them at rileysguns.com or stop by their 1575 Hooksit Road location Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 5, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 5. Penny, how do people get in touch with you if they have any questions?
230-9999.
All right. Well, Penny, look forward to next week.
Next week.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.